The Controllers of the Reptilians. At Farsight, we have long been studying a group of extraterrestrials who we call the Reptilians. It is not useful to wait for the mainstream to recognize that reptilians exist. That may not happen anytime soon unless there is a more generalized push for disclosure. The mainstream still to this day refuses to acknowledge that any extraterrestrials exist here on Earth or even anywhere else in the universe. The mainstream is simply no help to anyone right now, but our own work involving remote viewing suggests that the reptilians are a major player in the galaxy. The reptilians are a hostile group of extraterrestrials with their own empire. They treat humans the way we humans treat our farm animals. We humans are an exploitable resource for them, just like our farm animals are an exploitable resource for many humans. Humans do not deserve self-determination in the reptilian mind. Like a flock of sheep, we should be corralled, contained, controlled, and utilized. At best, reptilians look at humans as pets. They're pets.
When they were in Galaxy 2, there were at least some sort of mitigating forces. While they're here in the Milky Way, there's no mitigating forces, so they can just like run with it. It's like gloves are off here. So in general, they're causing a great deal of trouble here in Milky Way, more than they ever did here because they were so dispersed.
Well, friends, people tend to repeat themselves. They do what they are familiar with doing. And that is true for anyone, including extraterrestrials. Reptilians clearly like to control others, all sorts of others, including humans. That is what they do. Well, they had to learn that behavior from somewhere or from someone. What is the origin of this control freak mentality? Well, we finally decided to take a look under the hood of the reptilian mental engine. Who controls them? Who keeps track of them? And who monitors what they do?
Subject Z seems aware of me and energetically feels like a tense, choking aura. Question. May I ask you questions? Answer, if you must. Question, what are your feelings about number one? Answer, it is essential for there, and I feel like I hear him say the word Draco in this point, supremacy.
Now, this fascist and racist belief system appears to support the role of an enforcer species, which in this case could be defined as a species that is used to control other species. If the reptilians see themselves as an enforcer species, their fascist belief system fits that role perfectly. There can be no sense of guilt if one is controlling other species that are seen as seriously lower ranking. After all, someone has to control the ship, to use that metaphor, lest it sink due to incompetence in operation. So, the reptilian fascist belief system justifies, in the reptilian mind, the need to control others, all others. In their mind, they are helping everyone out by putting things in order. Indeed, the lower-ranking species should be grateful that such superior beings exist to manage their affairs. Of course, this sounds terrible from a human perspective. A belief system that would justify the horrors of systematic abuse and enslavement. But from the reptilian perspective, such objections are simply the result of lesser capable minds not understanding the reality that some species are designed to rule, and that lower species would prosper if they simply accepted that reality.
I want to know the feelings, what feelings subjects G have for subject one, in their unique created relationship. And I can't place any feelings. They seem to worship her, for lack of a better word.
But in a universe as large and diverse as ours, it seems just as possible for another group to control the reptilians, an external group. It can be a group that started separately from the reptilians and then manipulated or controlled the reptilian species to do their bidding. But it can also be a situation where the reptilians themselves utilize this other group in order to make the complexities of control over their group more manageable, especially in a situation in which this group is widely distributed across the galaxy. It is one thing to control people who are localized in, say, Nazi Germany during the previous century, but when a group is dispersed across an entire galaxy, The possibility of losing control of the group due to the weakness in the strength of centralized control becomes a real possibility. Thus, if the reptilians were to expand across an entire galaxy, they would need some method of keeping their own members under one continuous roof, a roof defined by the maintenance of both belief structures and behavior.
Like maybe he's trapped or just cannot have independent thoughts, but if I look at where I see subject two, I see like there's this galaxy here, and here I see subject G, and then subject two is just way like out here in like a distant galaxy.
So, an external controlling group could be of external origin, but also of internal origin as well. The key here is that the need for control over a group such as the reptilians who are spread across galactic distances should be obvious. Someone would have seen the need for such control, and that same someone would have sought to find a means to deliver it.
In this sense, this feeling that this artificial intelligence feels like a computer. I say that because it feels very intricate and it feels like it's constantly looking for new kind of waves or like a new outcome. You know what I mean? So like if you run a program on a computer, like thousands of things will happen and then eventually it comes to the outcome.
This project, The Controllers of the Reptilians, aims to understand how the reptilians maintain such a rigorously enforced fascistic system among themselves. Given the galaxy-wide distribution of reptilians, they should have balkanized themselves, broken up into warring or non-warring groups long before now. They should not be so uniform in terms of their behavior or their belief systems. ISBs, when left to their own devices, fragment themselves into identifiable subcultures with varying languages, belief systems, and even governmental forms. One simply has to look at Europe and see Spanish, French, Italian, German, and all other such subgroupings to see how rapidly and naturally such fragmentation occurs. But we see little to no comparable fragmentation among the reptilians. Since they too are ISBs, something must be stopping that fragmentation from happening. Someone or something must be keeping them under control, and that is the purpose behind this project that you are watching right now. Who or what is controlling the reptilians?